are so excited to have in our studio this morning Allie Ewalt, who is one of the stars of The King and I, about to hit the stage at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Well, I should say welcome home because you're from Park Ridge.
I am. Born in Park Ridge and lived in Highland Park for a couple of years before moving out east.
Oh, very good. Did you move out east to pursue acting, or were you too young?
I was too young, but my family moved out there. But my dad is from Illinois State proper, a small town called Grant Park by Kankakee.
Know exactly where that is. Yep. Very well familiar with Kankakee.
And he went to University of Illinois, and so he's got lots of family around here and is very, very excited that I get to come and play his home state.
Oh, he's a fellow Illini. Tell him I said ILL.
I will.
Okay, and then he'll say I and I. That's
Perfect.
Kind of our little chant. But very exciting. The King and I, it's so funny because we see so many plays. The King and I is so just poetic, and it just a beautiful, beautiful story and musical that lasts through the ages.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about The King and I that no matter how many different productions you see of it, it always just, it's just a romantic, beautiful story?
It is. It's such a fantastic story. You know, it's really interesting because when Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote it, you know, it was a very different time, but they really wanted to examine these themes that have continued to be relevant. You know, it's two different cultures getting to know each other, trying to learn about each other. And in the midst of this, you know, love stories, forbidden love, love for children. There's so much wonderful sort of family stories within the show. And the music is just so beautiful. You know, songs like Getting to Know You, Hello Young Lovers, I Have Dreams, Shall We Dance, you know, just the classic songs that you can't stop singing.
It's a story that can definitely hold over the ages, and I love the fact that you touched on the central themes, of course, love and forbidden love and cultures and subcultures and war,
mm-hmm.
and fighting within countries.
Yeah.
I mean, many that we're dealing with today in modern era.
Yes,
modern ages.
Absolutely. And it's based on a true story. It's based on the account of Anna Leonowens living in Siam, which is now Thailand. But what's so remarkable is this king was a real person, and he was a man that that realized that he needed to learn more about other cultures in order to protect his own country. You know, Thailand was never colonized, which is really incredible given the time that he lived in and what else was happening in the rest of Asia. And so in The King and I, you see this real person struggling with, you know, trying to protect everything that he loved, and also grappling with these new ideas and trying to open his mind to what else is happening in the world.
Talk about the Lyric Opera. I mean, what a historic, beautiful place in which to perform. How was that for you as an actress to be on that stage?
It's so exciting. I mean, we got to stand on the stage the other day, and it's just breathtaking. It's such a beautiful space, and to be able to be in such an incredible, you know, world-class facility is really thrilling for all of us.
Tell us about your character.
So I play Tuptim. She has come to Siam as a present from the country of Burma, which is not on good terms with Siam, to put it lightly. And she's been given to the king, and it is really hard for her. She is in love with a man from her own country and tries to sort of maintain that relationship, even though it's completely forbidden. You know, it's life or death matter for them, really. But she loves him so much that she's really holding on to it in the way that she can, and trying to sort of set things right in her own life. She hasn't had a lot of choices, and so she's really trying to take ownership of, you know, what she can do to be with the person that she loves.
So there's many different sub-stories and subplots going on,
mm-hmm.
in The King and I as well.
Yes, and she finds Anna, the British school teacher, as to be her ally, because Anna comes from a country and a culture where, you know, it is romantic love is something that is cherished. And so she sees this in Tuptim and tries to foster, you know, the relationship and to help them as much as she can. And they also share, you know, a love of learning and knowledge. And so they really connect on that level as well.
It is, again, it's such a beautiful story. I can't wait to see it on stage at the stage at the Lyric. But it's such a demanding role. It has to be for all of the actors and
mm-hmm.
actresses. I mean, you're singing, you're dancing. There's so many things going on. Talk about the demands of a performance like this?
It really is very challenging. You know, we're performing on an opera stage, but we're doing sort of a musical theater schedule. So we get to do, you know, 8 shows a week, like a Broadway show. And so sometimes there are 2 shows a day, and you really sort of learn what your requirements are, you know, that we always say our body is our instrument, but it sounds
your
sort
temple.
Of silly.
The guys, exactly. The cast of Jersey Boys, they were in last year, and they said, save the gift,
yes,
meaning
exactly.
Don't like overexert, don't
exactly.
Overtalk.
Yep. Yep, and it's, you know, all the usuals, the hydration and steam and sleep and, you know, eating well and exercising and all of that. But it's a really hard thing to maintain because you have to be really physically healthy sort of at all times. And so singers in particular, I find to be very, we have all of our little tricks. Not sure if they work.
Okay, give me a couple. What is it?
Oregano oil. I like, there's a tea called Throat Coat that I enjoy. Steamers, little personal steamers are really great. Having the humidifier by your bed at all times. And then, you know, Emergency and Zicam and, you know, all of
these
the things
are great
to, like,
for everybody.
Yes,
just to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That is wonderful. We're so happy to have you here and
thank
so
you.
Happy to be back home. What are you, I'm going to say this, you know, accordingly, but I know you don't have a lot of free time, but while you're in Chicago, are you going to be doing anything, you know, kind of revisiting old stomping grounds, or is Chicago style pizza allowed?
Yes, we've partaken already, but what I really want to do, because I've been asking all of my friends who are from Chicago or who are, you know, really lived here for a long time, what their favorite pizza is. So we want to do like a taste test kind of thing.
Oh, you have to.
That's on the books. Very scientific
right.
study.
Of course. I love how you get everybody in. Malnati's versus Gino's exactly. versus Giordano's.
Right.
It's research.
Yes. Yes. It's very important.
It's research. Mm-hmm. What do you want your audiences to take away from the performance, whether somebody's seeing it for the very first time or maybe seeing it for the 10th time?
You know, I think theater can either, you know, transport you out of whatever you're dealing with in your life and simultaneously really speak to, you know, you personally. Even though this story is very specific, it has so many universal themes that I think that whatever stage of life you're in, you know, you can learn something about yourself and relate to the characters on stage.
I think it's good for all ages, too. It's not just for a certain audience. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can bring your kids, you
absolutely.
Can bring, well, except some parts might be sadder than others,
right,
but
right.
you can bring everybody right. to a show like The King and I.
It's so true. And we have so many wonderful child actors in the show as well. They're really fantastic. Some of them, I think, have more experience than I do, have done many, many, many shows. But they're such a great element to it. It's very family friendly. You're right. Some things are sadder than others, but it's really wonderful show.
I have to ask you about the costume changes, too. I mean,
yes.
The costumes are stunning and spectacular and beautiful. But are you all, I'm always curious as to what goes on backstage. Are you guys bumping into each other or out of my costume space?
Yes. Well, it is. It's a very choreographed backstage sort of dance when it comes to getting into costumes and wigs. And, you know, there's an amazing staff that's there to help us. You know, lots of tiny little buttons and different scarves that go everywhere. And so dressers become an incredibly important part of what we do on stage. You know, all of the people that work to make us look, you know, the way that we do and prepare us to go out in front of the audience.
Well, you do a marvelous job. Everybody should definitely get out and see The King and I. Allie, welcome again. Thank you for
being here. Thank you. So happy to be back.
And have a wonderful run. Do you still say break a leg? I hear people say that
yes.
all the time.
Yes.
Is that still okay to
yes.
say?
Yes. Break a leg is sort of, in musical theater terms, is correct. I think opera, you'd say toy-toy.
Toy-toy.
Or, you know, but I think this is a musical, so break a leg is correct.
Break a leg, Allie. Well, thank you again. Welcome home. King and I at the Lyric Opera, April 29th through May 22nd. Thank you.
Thanks.